Welcome to AM Best Audio.
For AM Best TV, I'm Ida Axling. We're here today at AM Best's Europe Insurance Market and Methodology Briefings in London. I'm joined now by Valeria Ermakova, Associate Director, and Stan Stove, Senior Financial Analyst, both with AM Best. Hello, guys, and welcome.
Hello.
You led a session on where you examined the events leading to insurer failure. So Stan, talking about insurance company failures, how do causes of failure differ across different markets and products?
Right. Well, so we've studied data across the US and Europe. We see some commonality of topics. They're not that different, the markets. However, there's divergence due to difference in regulation across different jurisdictions. We've also looked at data across life and non-life segments, also common topics, but different in prominence and magnitude. But one example is life insurers are more susceptible to volatility from investment valuations, as life insurers typically run less liquid, longer duration portfolios.
And what are some of the most common or universal failures that you see in across all companies?
When you think about the most common causes of failure, for example, across life and non-life and just across territories, I think something that comes up a lot is management and just overall staff risk. So that is the risk of management not having the right expertise or not being able to execute right professional judgment. This is hugely important. And this is why, even if we look at our rating criteria within the business profile assessment, we explicitly capture the management quality item, just because poor management quality can lead to detrimental impact or even failure of a company. I think something that also comes up is fraud, unfortunately. For example, when we look at the impairment data in the US, fraud is a theme across life and non-life. I think Stan already touched upon that.
Yeah.
And the other thing that comes up a lot is also rapid growth. So the risk of rapid growth impacts companies across different lines of business. And the problem here is that by growing rapidly, companies likely to underprice its business, and that would lead to operating losses and capital erosion down the line.
And what can companies do to manage the risk of a failure?
A lot. But the easy answer is have a more robust enterprise risk management framework. We see companies that continually enhance areas like stress testing, or they enhance their internal controls framework, are really better prepared to manage existing and emerging risks.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
And how has the risk landscape changed in recent years? And are there any particular emerging risks that you would like to emphasize?
The risk landscape is very dynamic. There's always new risks on the horizon. I think it's a very dynamic risk environment. However, when we talk about the main causes of failure and main like fundamental risks, they remain pretty stable over the years across the history and in the literature. But in terms of some kind of emerging risks, I'd like to pick up on the risk of hiring staff and retaining the right talent. This is something that we hear from the companies, you know, that problem of talent crunch. The insurance industry has an aging workforce. In addition to that, it might not seem as the most attractive industry for the younger generation. So it's becoming harder to attract and retain talent. In addition to that, given the increased digitalization and the use of technology in insurance, companies need employees that have the technical skills as well as core insurance skills, and that combination can be hard to find. So I think with that, some companies might need to treat that issue as a formal risk and perhaps to implement some new talent strategies, perhaps form some partnerships with companies outside insurance. And I think the succession planning is really important.
Well, as Valeria mentioned, there are many risks. So maybe I touch on something that Stockholm talked a lot about. It's cyber risk and more precisely how AI has the potential to transform cyber threats. Just an example, in insurance is an industry that is reliant on complex data, complex models, and there is a potential risk of data poisoning. This is where someone intentionally introduces biases in data, and that may lead to compromised models, flawed outputs of these models, and that may lead to of implications to companies, ranging from financial loss to reputational damage.
Stan, Valeria, thank you both so much for your time. For AM Best TV, I'm Ida Axling.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.